Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So as residents of the Gulf Coast await the arrival of an oil slick that's spreading from that sunken offshore drilling platform that could be a huge disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar yesterday displayed some political maneuvering when he delivered this speech on something else offshore.
I'm approving the Cape Wind project with modifications to the proposed project that will help protect the historic cultural and environmental resources of Nantucket Sound.
An offshore wind farm. It ends a political debate 9 years in the making. The federal government approved the construction of this 130-turbine farm there in the ocean. Sean Corcoran, who was with us yesterday on this story, is a reporter for WCAI in Cape Cod. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, John.
So not an unexpected result, but I have to say, just noting what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico and this development, it's really kind of a 21st century moment here.
I guess that's true. Pretty shocking photos out of Gulf of Mexico.
But, of course, it does make the point that whatever the argument is against a wind farm, it's certainly not as ugly as what we're seeing in the Gulf. What's been the reaction so far?
Well, I had the opportunity to walk around Hyannis yesterday and actually give people the news, and some of them looked very happy to hear. Others looked like I just told them someone had died. And then there was the third group, which is the ambivalent group, the ones who, over the course of 9 years, still haven't been able to sort out just how they feel about it.
And let's talk about Mike Burton. You interviewed him. Here's what he had to say.
I'm big for green energy. I believe in green energy quite a bit. I believe in wind power. I just think it's the wrong place to put it.
Now, is Mike Burton typical?
He's typical of opponents. There's this belief here that this public land, this national treasure, is being sacrificed for a private developer who chose this site on his own terms without any ocean zoning, which is a process going on now by the federal government. And so there's some resentment about that. But, of course, there's a lot of people who are looking forward to seeing wind turbines.
And, it's clear from what Interior Secretary Salazar said yesterday how this is going to look. And there are some residents who actually have a pretty clear idea of what this is going to look like. How are people reacting to the details?
Well, it was kind of odd. The secretary said that he was reducing the size of the project from 170 turbines to 130. That was done 5 years ago by the developer himself, removing turbines from state waters, probably to remove state oversight at a time when the governor was against the project. He also said he was calling for mitigation, changing the color and the configuration of the turbines. That's something the developer had already said he was going to do within the last year. So that was a little odd. What they're going to look like in terms of actually on the horizon, no one really knows. There are simulations, and it depends on who you talk to.
And, this is being received by some, like a nuclear power plant or something. Could this be blocked as projects like nuclear plants have been in the past?
Within hours of Salazar's statement, there was a coalition formed of opponents who were saying, we're going to court, we're taking this to court, including the Native Americans who have called this a litmus test of the Obama administration's promises to them. And the Obama administration was in a tough spot with this one,
yeah.
I think, with green energy and
sure.
Native American rights.
Well, it could be another 9 years, that's for sure. Sean Corcoran, reporter for WCAI in Cape Cod on the wind turbine farm decision yesterday.